Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Love when your mom joins us. I'd like to know how we forgot to do complaint emails for the month of June.
I cannot figure that out, how we forgot.
Ma, are you sure we forgot in the month of June?
I think we did. Just time goes so fast.
Yeah. Yeah, but we should never miss an opportunity to have you on our radio.
I know.
Because
thank you.
You're unbelievable. And, but here's the good news is, or there's really no good news. The bad news is I had so many complaint emails sent to me, bubba@starpittsburgh.com, that I even told Mel that I have like one or two that I'm holding back for August in case we need them.
You're kidding.
No, people are hating on us.
I know. That's not good. That's not good.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Yeah. All right, so let's start with complaint email number one.
Okay, this is from Gail. I think I am over-listening to the morning show.
Uh-oh.
Who wants to listen to people fight while you are driving to work? It's supposed to be fun. Melanie calls contestants greedy, and Bubba makes people feel stupid. Time to find a new station. Oh, Gail, can you substantiate any of these claims? People calling greedy and making you feel stupid. You know, they love their Bubba Show family. Melanie and Bubba really, really love everybody. I can't believe this. I think she needs to substantiate what she's talking about.
I think what she's referring to is the game of escalation.
Oh, we were fighting last week. Yeah.
Because remember you called the one woman that got through, or one guy that got through a bunch of times?
Yeah, I did. I think it's very greedy when somebody goes for like 10, 12, 13 times. Give other people a chance. That's how I feel.
And there's no reason and nobody's asking you to feel differently.
No, but we were fighting that day too. But yeah. In all honesty, we're like we always say we're like brother, sister, married couple. I mean, kind of what our morning show sometimes is. Everybody, we do disagree, right? We're going to have moments where we disagree.
That is true. And I don't know that I've ever called people stupid, but I apologize if anybody ever took anything that I said as trying to demean or make them feel stupid, I apologize.
Hmm. Yeah.
There you go. That's mature and adult.
Where? I don't know about apologizing about greed.
Complaint email number two.
Okay. This one made me laugh.
Oh.
Sherry Ann from Butler says, I can't listen to your entire show anymore. Whenever Bubba tries to share something about his personal life, all Melanie does is sound irritated. Why do you think we listen? You spend 90% of the show talking to your Bubba family. So when you give glimpses of your personal lives, it is the highlight of the shows. Every time Bubba starts talking about his, Melanie sounds irritated. Now that Lissa does the last hour of the show, I can't listen in my office. I know neither Melanie or Lissa likes Bubba, but your listeners do. So when the two of you are constantly pounding on him every time he opens his mouth, I turn the station off. If you don't like him, why do you work with him? Well, first of all, Sherry Ann, it's E-Lista. E-Lista.
There we go. E-Lista.
So I didn't know if you were pronouncing it wrong or if she wrote it wrong.
No, she wrote Lissa, L-Y-S-S-A, and it isn't the last hour.
It's about
the show. I think, she comes on about 10, 15 minutes for a little crossover?
Very good.
Yeah. And you got this all wrong. Melanie and E-Lista love Bubba.
I don't know if I agree with that, Ma. They take, when the two of them get together, they take shots. I actually called them out on the air last week. I wonder if that's what caused this one.
But I think they both try to shy away from talking about themselves because it's your show, the Bubba Show family show. They want to hear from you. So I think, you know, sometimes they don't want to talk about themselves, and that's natural.
Yeah.
And the final complaint email for the month of July.
No name on this one. My short-term morning listening habits are coming to a very abrupt end. I found your show in the beginning of May, and I will no longer be listening.
Oh.
The only word that comes to mind is disingenuous. I thought I had found my show. Nope. A co-worker of mine told me that the two of you are not even originally from Pittsburgh, and that you fake like you are born and raised here.
What?
I think she said you were really from Chicago or Detroit or something like that. Yet I hear you two on the radio every day trying to convince your listeners that you are born and raised here. If you lie about that, what else are you lying about? Sorry, don't listen to liars in the morning. Goodbye. Well, if it's liars you dislike, then you really need to disassociate yourself from your coworker. Because she has lied to you. Bubba's from Greenfield, correct?
That is correct.
Melanie's from the Mon Valley. Neither is from Chicago or Detroit. So
hell
your coworker lied to you. And even though she was off base here and very wrong, I liked her use of the word disingenuous.
Was it
very nice.
Was it used correctly? That's the real question.
It was used correctly.
English yes. teacher speaks. It was used very properly
so
in
that
sense.
That was a good word, but no. These people are, Bubba and Melanie are definitely Pittsburghers all the way through.
And we've never moved. No. We've been here forever. Yeah. Maybe they're mixing us up with some other morning show, but it's definitely not us.
So if she doesn't like liars, she better take a look at her coworker.
There you go. Well, Ma, Gigi always has our back.
Ma, thanks for coming on and making us feel a little bit better about ourselves during our suckish times.
Yeah, thanks, Ma.
Okay, you're welcome. You two are good people. You love everyone. You're spreading the love, and we need that in this world today.
Except for greedy people.
I don't like them. I don't like him. All right. Thanks, Ma.
Okay. Love you both.
Love you. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.